Ben Standing joins at noon here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team, 980. Maybe we will have a Terry McLaurin contract extension by the time we are out of here. That's just me hoping and praying into the wind, but I will do so until pen finally hits paper. My belief is still that we get a Terry McLaurin contract signing, and then immediately the team tweets out a picture of him in those new white Super Bowl era uniforms, the ones that everyone, at least in my mentions this weekend, were crying about not seeing him in those uniforms. He was not in the uniforms because he was not at picture day. You cannot be in the uniform if you are not at picture day. I digress. Hopefully we get that coming soon. Ben Standig will join us at noon. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on the name and the potential of it now being linked to the stadium. We had Eric Flack on at 10:35, and he had to jet because at 11, there was going to be a press conference involving the mayor. It's more than just the mayor speaking. The D.C. council chair has spoken and released a statement on this as well that Eric tweeted out 14 minutes ago. It said, quote, "I am focused on getting the best deal for district taxpayers and getting the deal across the finish line. I have heard from no district residents complaining about the name change or saying this is an issue in connection with this stadium." So that is, of course, end quote. That is, of course, in response to Donald Trump saying that if they do not change the team name back, he might block the stadium from coming to D.C. What are your thoughts on this? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. MJ is in PG County. MJ, what's going on?
Yeah, to quote Drew McIntyre, he must be bored at work. But if we're not, I had to put that in there. But look, I'm never going to educate people. I wish people could educate themselves more whether you agree on this name change or not. The thing about this is that it's never going back to what it was prior to 2021. But the thing is that I get it. I mean, Dan Snyder fumbled the Washington football team and in turn Commanders, but we're going to make something out of it. As far as this is concerned, do people forget about what happened in 2020 when just about every big name company wanted to pull funding from the team from sponsorships because of the name change? Hello, I don't know if that's window swung to the right, but it's also more of a fact of how much can this current administration can get away with. I mean, he's done a good job of getting the media to turn bend the knee and stuff like that. But from a team perspective, I don't really care much about that. All I care about is winning. I care about McLaurin getting his big name contract. And I also more concerned about the team building off of what happens the year prior and actually just getting a winning culture. I mean, for people that are so wound up about the old name, may I remind you, there's at least two generations of fans that have not seen winning in Washington prior to last year. So let's build something out of this. Whether this, all right, it ain't coming back. I'll agree to disagree on the political things. I don't have time for that.
MJ, it's a great call. I appreciate the Drew McIntyre reference, so I'm going to give you an A+. I'm not grading calls, but you get an A+ for a good Drew McIntyre reference. I agree with a lot of the things that you said. It is important to point out that Josh Harris and Adam Peters are talking to the media tomorrow. You will hear it right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show at 10:30 a.m. Kevin is back tomorrow, so you will get his take on the name and the stadium, and then you will hear the two front guys for the franchise speaking for the first time in a couple of months and speaking for the first time since we have had this situation unfold on social media where Donald Trump says he might block the team from getting back to D.C. if they do not change the name from Commanders, or in his case, the Washington whatevers, back to the Redskins. Let's go to Mike is in Bowie. Mike, what's going on?
Oh, thank God. I was holding forever. And then y'all went to segment at 11, and now I'm back. All right. So I would, listen to the callers. That's the benefit of sitting on hold. You can really listen to people and hear what they say. One caller called in, and he talked about the Westerns, and then you dismissed it. And you were like, yeah, I get that. And then another caller called in and said he was a black man. They were probably both black men. He said, the guy that said Indians and African-Americans share that same genocide, which I agree with, okay? So, about the Westerns, if you watch the really old Westerns, the black and whites, the stuff, in the 30s and the 40s, you learn things from that. And you, I was like 6 months ago, I was watching it, and I heard like on three different episodes, they used the word Redskins, right? And I'm just surprised there's not more educated people just like really laying it out there. But the term has like different meanings. It has a meaning from the European version. It has a European within the Indian community. It has several different, you know, it depends on when it was said and how the content. There's no question it was said by white Westerners in reference to Native skin color. And then there's also no question it was used by indigenous people from America using it to describe their tribe. So I don't know. They just have to have that conversation. And it seems like they're just not having that conversation because it can be used in like it's used in different contexts. So the people I feel that lose the most in this whole thing, and it just really shows how no one really cares about Native Americans at all. When they changed it from Redskins to Commander, I called in and beat the drum forever. I said, why don't you just like get rid of the name Redskins, still come up with a way to not honor Native Americans and not make it like artwork that they find degrading or something like that. Why can we still, I don't know, Sacagawea, make a Native American like combo symbol that just really honors. It just felt like they never care about Native Americans. They just said, okay, we're going to change it, show you no respect, and then just get rid of it. So if I'm not a Redskins fan, but I grew up here and my whole family's a Redskins fan, and I buried people in Redskins uniform, and I know how it's important to my family. So I would say, like, come up with something that honors Native Americans and is still respectful to, you know, like to everyone else. But you don't have to get rid of it and abandon it. So that's my take.
Mike, I appreciate it. So there's something that I want to touch on. This is something I said at the beginning of the show that I would like to reiterate. I am of the belief that at some point the Josh Harris ownership group was going to bring back something much more reminiscent of those times, whether that be a new logo that is reminiscent of the old logo, whether that be just attaching the feather to the W, a shirt very similar, or a logo very similar to what we saw Dan Quinn wear on a shirt last year. I believe there was pieces being put in place to have a rollout to when the team was back at RFK, it would look very reminiscent of a lot of the things that those of us who do not like the Commanders and don't like this feel that has been around them in terms of looking like a completely different team. I do believe they were going to fix that. My biggest issue is that because of these comments on social media, it is now almost like taking a torpedo to those plans and forcing them to be rushed. The one thing that we have learned about Josh Harris is he is not afraid to take his time and be a little bit more cerebral. And I like that approach. That is a great businessman approach, making sure that you are getting it right, not just rushing to get it done. And I have appreciated that about him, at least to this point in his ownership tenure here in D.C. Let's go to Aveen in D.C. Aveen, what's going on?
Hey, Denon. Hope all is well, man. Never got the chance to say, you know, congrats on your new gig.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. With regards to the stadium deal, I just have doubts that Trump is actually going to do anything with it, with blocking it. I think he actually wants a stadium in D.C., and I think he wants to take credit for it. I think it's like no coincidence that they had the NFL draft in D.C. announcement from the White House because he also wants credit for that. So I just personally feel that he's not going to go through all the trouble of blocking the stadium deal. But what I will say with regards to, you know, possibly changing the name back, if you had asked me before yesterday there's any chance of the name coming back, I would have said no. But after yesterday, it still might be a low chance, but I feel like it's a legitimate thing now just because Trump is such a wild card. And I think Trump has laid the groundwork, you know, to make this his next big culture war issue. And I think he views it as a winning issue, something that his base would love, something that's probably popular with a lot of the country and something people view as being a common sense type of thing. So I'm not sure he's just going to forget about this and let it go. This was like the top news story of the day yesterday. It gained a lot of traction. So I'm not sure if I have a feeling this might be a recurring thing in the news. And then if he doesn't get what he wants with this, he can totally antagonize the NFL about it. He can start calling them the woke NFL. I think he feels like right now he has the power to get what he wants with these type of demands. I mean, we've seen
what he's gotten
from, you know, CBS and elite law firms and elite universities. I just don't put it past him to, you know, keep pursuing this and ultimately getting something like the NFL to kowtow to him on this. So I just wouldn't put the name change thing like at zero because of this.
It would be fascinating. I mean, I appreciate the call. It was a good one. It would be fascinating just as an observer to see what would happen when the president of the United States, should he attempt to go to war with the NFL, because the NFL is very much king in this country. It has literally taken Sunday from God in most households across the country. I don't know that he would win that one. You know, Eric Flack was with us and said that Trump really loves the relationships that he has in the NFL. There's a lot of owners in the NFL that helped fund the Trump campaign. I don't know that he would legitimately go to war with the NFL over a team name if it means losing out on some of those relationships and potentially losing out on that money. I do think, at least in Washington, D.C., if the team name comes back or if it's changed to something that we like more, if the logo is changed to something that we like more, there will be a nice financial boost to the league. But they are going to run, if they do get to the process where this becomes an actual thing that Roger Goodell is looking at from his desk or that chair that he sat in that one time in the NFL draft, if this does get to the desk of Roger Goodell, they are going to run actual numbers and get in conversations with sponsors and television deals to see if this would actually benefit them. The reason I say that is because the NFL is about money first. It is about money first, and if they get to a point where changing the name and reverting it back to Redskins is enough of a financial boost that will not shy the advertisers away, then I do think they will do it. It's just more of a question of, will they do that? Will the advertisers be on board? Will Nike, your Amazons, Foxes, CBSs, ESPNs, all of the companies that the NFL is in bed with, are they going to be aligned and say that we are okay with this? Because as a couple of you have mentioned, and that I have mentioned throughout the course, it was the advertisers that put the most pressure on the team actually changing its name. It's about money first. It's about billionaires being billionaires, and they are not going to lose money over this just because it appeases some of us. I do want to point out, so I am on an email list for NFL Public Relations. I do not know, admittedly, if this was always going to be the case. But the NFL did just send out a mass email to those of us that are on the PR list about bringing the Commanders home to D.C., support the new stadium at RFK. You can pledge your support. It's like this email about like Miro Bowser and things of that nature. I just happened to find that to be funny timing. Phone calls, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980. I'm looking at the YouTube chat as well. Sir Highness, I see you, my friend. Don't look too much into what I wasn't meant to be blasphemous, I promise. Don't look too much into that. Let's go to Chris in Annapolis. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Dan, thanks for having my call. The last caller said like 80% of what I want to say, but I want to just go a little farther on it. So this is chess, and I'm going to tell you why. Donald Trump's an 80-20 guy. Like if he finds, they call it 80-20 issues. And if he finds an issue that he can beat to death and make the other side look dumb, he'll do it. And whether what you like of him or not, it doesn't even matter. He's not actually going to drop this. And when you say it's about money, ask Colin Kaepernick in the NFL how taking a knee did for their bottom line. Like Trump will seriously love this. He wants this. He wants to stand up and compare himself to people who are taking away a team name based on some percent of people that are offended and blah, blah, blah. He wants that. Like, I actually think the council should vote like today, because I think the NFL is not happy, because I don't think Nike's happy. I don't think Bud Light's happy, because it loses them money, because people, I mean, I have family members who stopped watching the NFL because of the Colin Kaepernick thing. And
yeah, but that's such a, hold on, Chris, hold on. Before you mentioned the bottom line impact with the Colin Kaepernick thing, that was such a small minority, because the NFL is now significantly richer now than it was then.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the stock market. Yes, it took a dip though. I mean, and to say that they didn't lose money in the short run there would be, I think, honestly, I just think you'd be wrong, because I'll tell you this. The NFL doesn't want a battle with Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't mind one with the NFL.
Then line it up. If you want to see those two go to battle, line it up. And let's see who ends up coming ahead of that one. You know, that's a private entity that is one of the biggest entities in this country. If they want to go to battle, let's line it up. Like, I don't think that Roger Goodell is afraid of that. And I think there are going to be some people that might turn on a guy they gave a lot of money to. So if they want to go to battle, like, go to battle. And if we get our team name back in the process of that, sweet. But I think that is it's much more it'll be much more negative than it will be positive. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in for Kevin here. We got a phone line open for you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Lee in North Carolina. Lee, what's going on?
Yes, good day. This guy was banned from NFL years ago. He tried to purchase a team. NFL blackballed him, didn't want him in the league now. So he is trying to take advantage of something. He's trying to swindle Josh Harris. I hope Harris doesn't get his guy his money. The name doesn't bother me. It's July the 21st. We need to go and sign Terry and get in training camp and focus on getting to the Super Bowl this year and get this distraction behind us. And we can be called a football team, the Winners, the Commanders, whatever you want to call them. I've been a fan of 60 years. I travel with the team all around the country for years. I go to every game. And I've been in the seats in and out. I'm a fan true and true. So if you want to call yourself a true fan, be with the team that's thick and thin. But Josh Harris, do not fall for this guy trying to swindle you out of some money. I thought this deal was already done in the last Congress. But I thought I knew this guy was going to do something to try to block this team to come back to RFK. So that's who he is. He's just that type of guy, just trying to grandstand. But Josh, as you listen, do not change the name. Stick with the Commanders. You say you was going to stay with the Commanders. Stick with the Commanders. You know, we're trying to win this year. And I'm definitely looking for the first game against the Giants so we can get that W and get this behind us and start rolling this ball. So, you know, hey, let it be what it's worth. You know, get out the spotlight. Don't make too much news out of it. Let's focus on getting Terry signed. That's what I'm calling for. Let's get Terry signed.
Yeah, get Terry signed, Lee. That's a great call. Get Terry signed immediately, if not sooner. I want that deal done. Veterans report to training camp tomorrow. Also tomorrow, you will hear this right here on the Team 980. Josh Harris and Adam Peters are going to speak. They will have a press conference. I guarantee this issue is going to be brought up. It will more likely than not be the first issue that is brought up. That will air right here at 10:30 on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Kevin also will be back tomorrow to give you his thoughts on the name take. We got a couple of you on hold. We will continue taking your phone calls until Ben Standing joins us at noon. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you can't call, you can tweet me at the Denton Day. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.